This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. We have carried Mr. Morse over into hour number two, and now we're going to get into some stuff here that we actually planned on doing. Apparently, this was a lover's quarrel thing, like I'm saying, so I don't know I don't know how this is going to go. Now, Michael Ian Black on Twitter is going to take it as far as he can go, but how far do we think he could take it?
I think he could tell us everything about everyone involved tentatively, meaning he's making stuff up.
what I'm wondering now though is this going to be what knocks the Parkland kids out of the way?
Interesting. Well, only if it's another call. No, only if it's another call for still more gun control in California. Which might be interesting, you know, and the reason that's so interesting to me is California's on the edge of a cultural cliff. They're pushing conservatives out. I left, lots of other people, even with a Trump surge in the economy.
Sure.
We're seeing people leave California just because there's an economic recovery doesn't mean California's not getting outrun. In fact, they're talking about high tech moving into the plains and prairie states. They've got horrible financial problems at the state level, but like Illinois, in fact, like Puerto Rico, they're going, we don't have to fix those. Here, we'll just, and I'm going, who buys their bonds? Who's going to actually underwrite them when they finally walk on somebody and say, tough, you're screwed, your problem? I don't know how that's all going to work out.
The other thing about California though is, like, they fight everything. They've become a sanctuary state where they've got infighting going on because most of California is not Los Angeles.
Right.
It's not Los Angeles. It's not San Francisco. It's not Sacramento. Most of California is, I mean, it's a massive state, and it there's lots of conservatives living in Northern California, which is, you know, it's like upstate New York.
Right.
And
everywhere but right on the coast is
right.
It's a pretty red state.
Yeah. And it's another one of these big states. It's run by the bigger cities, the bigger metropolitan area. But,
right.
I mean, I saw today where they're talking about pushing back on the miles per gallon requirement of the Obama administration.
Whoa.
And the Attorney General of California says he's going to bring suit about that, because the EPA, Pruitt and the EPA said we should actually be, you know, prioritizing cars people can afford that they'll buy, than, you know, that are very, very efficient, than these cars that, you know, a Tesla. I would drive a Tesla. And what are they, $100,000, $70,000 for a car?
Yeah, I've known a guy who's, yeah.
If I was going to spend $100,000 on a car, it's not going to be a Tesla. I would drive a Tesla if it was at a $30,000 price point, and that's it.
Right.
Anything above 30, and I'm sure they're going to make one, but I mean, aren't they hemorrhaging cash right now anyway?
I think.
Yeah, so I mean, it's, you know, they try to make. So I just find it interesting that in California that you would bring up the idea that they could possibly have any more gun control.
Oh, but Bill, there's never enough. Well,
I know.
You, every time you fail, you need to blame your enemy for your failure, even if you caused it.
Yeah.
Even in fact, most especially if you caused it. I mean, if this were Texas, I mean, if this were a softball game in Texas, it would have been a very different outcome, or Missouri, or lots of other states. But yeah. A picnic at YouTube, they were all disarmed.
that's the other part. I'm seeing a lot of people talking about a whole bunch of things, and Michael Ian Black, he was talking about how much security is at YouTube. I would have to get him to define security. It's one thing to be going by a guy with a wand. You know, what's under his jacket? That's what I need to know. What can he repel?
Right. Right. Well, and John Adine talked about that for hospital and psychiatric, outpatient psychiatric ward security as well. So the guy has a uniform. Does he have a wand to keep guns out, meaning a magnetometer? And then does he have a way to stop someone who wants in who has a weapon?
Sure.
Or even just two or three guys that decide to push past. Yep, it's a problem. It is an issue.
Let's set up the next segment and let's you know, throw everything into the stew that you want to talk about. I'm still very interested in I've noticed, for example, that they're taking comments on the butt stock, on the bump stock thing.
Right. Right. You and I don't see it as significant as long as, I mean, bump stocks were an oddity. We'll talk about that. One thing I want to talk about is another bit of good news. Kansas was going to, they have a bill in process that would allow guns in schools, and meaning armed school staff. And one of the things that they did in that was to actually say, you know, you're free to keep them out. You're absolutely free to make your school a gun-free zone, but that you then assume some liability. Now, there's some insurance trade-offs here, but I thought that the state legislatures were playing hardball when they phrased the problem that way. We'll talk about it next segment.
Also, another thing we know is that gun sales have they've gone up.
Yes.
As have monetary donations to Gun Owners of America, to AF, NRA. Membership has gone up from to NRA. Got it. And here's something for us there, Rob. Just got back from the Tactical Response Fighting Pistol. Uh-huh. Life-changing 2 days. It was a profound experience. I will be going to more classes. James was there, and he was so awesome and a wonderful host, very personable and accommodating. I'm sure we'll find the same thing there when we get there.
I think so.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep. Have you ever taken any of the Masad Ayoub group classes?
Oh, no. No, I have not. And, I mean, that would be something I'd still be talking about, because I would just get up there and ask him questions just so I can hear a voice lower than mine.
the firing range portion, I don't know that he teaches that many of anymore. Some. I mean, he's active. But the classroom portion, he does exclusively. He's at every one. And I'm signed up for one of those at the end of the month. So, looking forward to it.
How many classes do you take a year?
I try and do at least two a year.
Well, that's not that bad.
Right. This year, I get a bonus because I'm throwing some faster training in. But
what do you think what do you think we should strive for? One a quarter? One every other month?
I'd be glad if people listened to your podcast, thought about it, and took their dusty old gun off of the shelf. My standards are really low, Bill. I just want them to carry more often.
I'm talking about me and you, though. I mean, how often would you be happy? If I could go every quarter and then go to the range as often as I do with JT and go shoot and film and all the stuff that we do, I think I'd get sort of honed. What do you think the bare minimum would be?
I'll tell you after the break.
Okay, that'll work. We'll come up with that right when we get back. This is Lock and Load. story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Handling with Rob Morse, because we, you know, I'm waiting to see if this knocks the Parkland kids out of the way, if only to see their reaction to this.
Yeah, wouldn't that be interesting? That would now. you asked how frequently you should train. I'll give you a life experience that made me slow down my training. Huh. Inevitably, training is more than you can absorb. So you sit there and take notes. And when you go back and you review your performance and you go, you know, I'm writing down that I need to correct the same faults more than once. Okay, now I'm using training as a crutch rather than as a grading tool to see where I need to improve. I'm a junkie rather than a student. I'm letting my faults accumulate. It's not training that will fix them. Training may highlight them. It's up to me to fix them.
Yeah. The habits.
Right. Right.
That's the thing. Do you think that when you go and take a class, and I'm drawing from my martial arts time, because in the martial arts, like throwing a kick, sometimes you'll like pull a muscle or something, so then you'll try to adapt to try to throw that kick a different way. And what you're doing is you're trying to do a realignment of a kinesiological process, okay?
Right.
When you throw a kick, you have a series of muscles that are going to flex and contract and relax. And it's going to happen in a sequence. And if you're doing it right, it's going to happen in this sequence. And then if you hurt one, well, then you got to try to find a way to go around one. And with shooting, right, I can't help but think that the actual physical part of shooting could be, you could get into bad habits the same way you can with any other physical activity. Do you believe that?
Oh, I know it for a fact. But the habits are different. We see students be wildly inconsistent. They don't have a problem. They haven't refined their form yet. So the way they'll grab the gun one time is different than the way they'll grab it the next. That's often a product of instruction that's trying to do too much too fast. Later, you and I know we're pretty set in our habits, good and bad. And then it makes it very difficult because we have to make it a conscious activity again to fix it. So we have to go back and really slow down to try and rewrite those activities.
Do you think that at the level that you find yourself at? Now, what I try to do is I always try to start slow whenever I go to the range. You know,
yep.
Slow draw, the slow presentation, everything else. And then I just try to, speed it up as I go. But I'm really, really all about getting out there quick. The punch out, first round going down, followed by a curtain of rounds going down. I'm not out there trying to make a hole the size of a dime. I'm trying to make a bunch of dime-sized holes in something about the size of a plate.
You're right in the sense that another shooter was teasing me about not having a target, just having a blank silhouette.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I found very few people who are willing to wear a target. So I take your point, but they're different skills. So you and I shoot very differently at 1 yard and 10 yards and 20 yards. So those are wildly different skills. And each one has its place. I like practicing them all. And it's thrilling to blur the lines between it. Like, do you really need the sights at 7 yards? Well, it depends. Let the target dictate the degree of focus you need.
Well, I mean, I think when I'm at the class, when we're close, and this is just simply because of the way typically I do train. I'm not going to be looking for the sight at certain distances. I'm going to be aiming, I think they call it point aiming, but it's essentially the same way you aim a claymore, which is where you've got this edge. Literally, you've got this edge, which would be the top of the slide of the gun. And as soon as you don't see the front or the back, you're pointed at something.
Right.
And if you look out beyond that and everything, and you see your sights and everything, you're going to be pointed at the target. And that's when you let go. I mean, that's when you just start, pull reset, and see how that goes along with it. Although, I'm digressing here, but I have not held a Smith & Wesson M&P 2.0 Compact till today. Have you tried one of those?
I haven't.
That's
not enough. I mean, I've shot it, but not enough to say, no, I've never carried it.
It, you know, that's what Jaeger's carrying now. And he wants to carry something made in America. And they finally figured out how to do a trigger reset at Smith.
Ah.
The only problem is right now out there is a bunch of them that have frame safeties on them.
Ah, yeah,
because,
I know.
And I don't want a frame safety on a striker fired gun. I just don't. So.
Now, tell me that you won't bring a gun that's brand new to you to this class.
Oh, no. No, guys, I would just embarrass myself.
Right. You want something that you've lived with because it's you we're trying to train, not the introduction to the firearm.
Yeah.
Good. Good. Okay, we're on the same page.
That's not going to be something. That's not going to be something. Although, I have been, I'm on this quest. I want a 10mm again. I had a 10mm, and because I lost a sponsor, I decided, well, I got rid of it because I didn't have that sponsor anymore. And the sponsors I do have, I'll promote, and the ones I don't have, I don't wish them any ill will, but I'm not going to do their stuff anymore.
Right.
So I got rid of a great 10mm, but I want another 10mm now. And the one I want is very hard to get.
Hmm.
The EAA witness.
Ah, okay. Yep.
I want it because of the Bren 10 that Sonny Crockett used to carry. That's as close as I'm going to get to it. So, it's also, that's the first 10mm I ever shot, the EAA witness, and I loved the way it shot, and I wasn't very good at shooting when I shot it, and I still loved it. So that's what I've been trying to find, and I'm up there today, and I went up there today to start filming part of the Odyssey. And, it was beginning to look like I was going to have to go back to Glock again. So I'm waiting to find out. I called EAA today, but that's definitely not a gun I'll be taking out there. Although I'm thinking about possibly taking one of those clones, the M&P Compact, if I get a hold of one before we can, and I can go break it in, if I can find one without a slide safety, and a P10.
Sounds good.
Just for fun. Just for fun. We'll be right back.
After the break.
After the break, just talking about whatever it is we're talking about. My guest is Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to Rob Morse a lot tonight, which is we talked about doing this before, multi-houred thing, and he's done the show, you know, all three of them, so not that big of a deal. Just with everything going on tonight, I just asked him if he would hang out a little bit, because we really didn't know where this was going to go, did we? This whole YouTube California thing.
Still don't. But during the break, to tie up a loose end, you and I talked about crime going up in London.
Yeah.
Gun crime in London went up 42%. Holy cow.
What?
That's, yes.
What kind of guns are there? Well, you know,
does it matter?
It doesn't matter, but I mean, in France, right, in France, the Armenian underground is supposedly very, very active there, and you can buy a fully automatic AK there cheaper than you can buy a fully automatic man-portable weapon here, which is not surprising. It's not surprising,
yes.
But right. Like during the Paris terrorist attacks, you know. They don't have gun shops that sell fully automatic AK-47s.
No, they have an underground.
Yeah,
right.
So.
Right, but April to April, that's the London Metropolitan Police figures. Yep, 42% increase in gun crime offenses. Now, they used to play games with that where until they closed the case, it didn't register. So I'm not sure if it might not be even worse.
Wow. Here is a little blurb coming from a witness, I think, from San Bruno, California, from KTVU.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if it'll play.
Just, you know, any old day would be fine with me. The interwebs.
You just Mommy, we need to print those toes.
Let's wait till this plays all the way through and gets through the ad. Ad revenue. That's what video is all about, folks. It has nothing to do with what you might want to watch or see. It's all about the Benjamins.
Now let's shall I talk ready. About what? Oh, you ready
no,
now?
No, it's supposedly loading right now. Technology, don't you just love technology?
Well, then I'll talk
Let's talk about something else because it just went blank. It just quit.
Okay, this bill in Kansas, a proposed bill. Now, we actually talked about the one that passed in Utah, but this one in Kansas would make school districts vulnerable to negligence lawsuits if a shooting occurs in a school where teachers were denied permission to carry.
Right.
Of course, the news report, this is out of Kansas City, being a you know, fairly big city paper, they had to drag out all the teachers who went, oh, I'm shocked. Shocked, I say, to find out that there could be violence in schools. Fine. But I understand the motivation, and I could understand someone saying, you're putting my kids at risk. Here, you want to do that? Carry the burden with you. I've also seen, and as you have, then superintendents say, well, there's an insurance issue. Well, is that because you didn't find a better insurance agency or a better carrier? Or is that actually something written in law? Need there be a problem, or can it be, you know, worked around? They're complex issues. You have to search for solutions.
Indeed. And you know, trying to find that easy answer is never going to work anyway. I mean, it's always going to be a complex issue. It's never not been a complex issue. It's just
right.
But it becomes a lot less complex when you decide, well, I think the best thing for their safety is to make sure they can't fight back. I think that's splendid.
Well, not, boy, I don't want to get sideways with your buddy, the SWAT officer. But I've passed, and I think you, now the FBI qual's a little higher,
right.
But most proficient shooters can pass the a law enforcement shooting test. If you're willing to put in a couple days practice, you'll do it. If the last time you touched your gun was years ago when you got your concealed carry permit, it will be a challenge. There's a lot of distance between those two levels of proficiency. And to say that teachers need to become SWAT, ninja, Green Beret, Navy SEAL, you go, whoa, stop. Let's just make sure that they know how to shoot and that they practice couple times a year. What I like is that, like you, they're self-motivated because they carry in school for a reason. The last thing they want to do is hurt somebody by accident. So they stay on their game.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but the only quote-unquote teacher that has been carrying a gun in a school was an off-duty cop in California, the only one that has allowed it to go off negligently.
There was one instructor in Utah years ago, and I think she had the classic, I'm going to take down my pants in the bathroom, and the gun escaped, and there was an ND into the toilet. But the only one that took place in a classroom have been law enforcement officers during, air quotes, safety demonstrations, usually into the ceiling.
Or into their thigh. Or foot.
Yeah. It's unloaded. See? Watch.
Yeah.
Whoops.
I'm the only one that's qualified to handle this one. That guy.
Boom.
That guy always tickles me. I don't know why. I hope. Did he survive that, didn't he?
Yes. Yep.
Well, good. I shouldn't be tickled by that. But anyway. Now, in Colorado, how is Laura Carno coming along in her quest?
Good. The last I heard, they were going to open up the class. They were planning more and more classes. She's being flooded with requests. they talked about, including church security, you know, church teams who wanted to attend.
Right.
And after this last shooting in Florida, I don't know if that's still on the agenda, simply due to scheduling, meaning they thought they'd put all their classes in the summertime. Well, now will the teachers crowd out the church security staff because of the increased demand? I think that part is all in flux.
That's interesting that everybody wants training, because that's not what we're told.
Right. Right.
We're not told about that. We're not told that, we're told that the teachers can't do it.
Yeah. Did you read that article that I wrote, or are you teasing me?
No, I probably have read it, but I mean, I've heard that a number of places. If you've written about it, that's part of where my lexicon probably comes from. But we got a minute, so if you want to talk about that when we get back, we can.
That's what we'll do. Let's do that. That sounds like fun.
You've been through the faster training class, right? How do those teachers handle it?
They handle it very, very seriously. You know what they handle it like? They handle it like a parent who is protecting their own children. That's the best analogy I have.
Well, I mean, that's always been the way I thought they would. Simply right. Because I think that is a splendid idea for them to be the ones, the first line of defense. I think they'll do a very good job. I think they'll be vicious. I think they'll be ferocious. They know the school. It's a good thing all around. But you can tell me about how good they are when we get back. My guest this hour is Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live from the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Finishing up a second hour with Mr. Morse as we have paneled for a couple of hours just because, I've never done this before, Rob, because most of the time whenever something like this happens right before the show, I'm just like, I'm just going to have to wing this one. And this way I could have some good stuff going on while I was checking other stuff and everything, and this turned out to, and you know, this is not of the Sutherland, Las
right.
Vegas,
right.
Pulse nightclub stock, thankfully.
Yes.
Thankfully so. And
yes.
I hope everybody that got wounded by this person survives and recovers. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. So, I mean, and the bad part about this is they'll be forgotten very soon. And they're in for years of rehab and all kinds of, they'll never forget.
I hope they can forget. That's our wish for them, isn't it?
Yeah.
They can put it behind them.
That would be nice, I think, yes.
Well, speaking of awareness and being woken up, a lot of us took Parkland as a wake-up call. And we went to our local school boards and said, what have you done for my kids lately, particularly about their safety? Because we suddenly saw that schools were easy targets. And our school boards heard us, which is sort of different. You know, we didn't ask for another government program. We said, hey, you protect my kids. No, this is not negotiable. Don't tell me about excuses. Get it done. Which sort of created this strange juxtaposition. We had teachers' unions on one hand who were saying, no, teachers don't, can't, shouldn't, wouldn't, never be armed. And then some guy said, yeah, right, here, I'm going to open up my class. If teachers want, they can come. And this is what, the one that I remember was in Michigan somewhere. And he said, yeah, but you have to show up, you have to register in person. Just bring your ID card from the school, and that way I'll know it's serious because I don't want to get scammed. And 400 people later, he said, I give up. I'm booked through the summer with you guys. I can't take you all at once. I'll, you know, go out of business. And I thought that was really strange. And then I did a Google search state by state, and very similar things occurred all across the United States. There, you can roughly portion states into groups where they already have programs in place to arm teachers. And I found 10 different states, many more examples, but 10 states where somebody said, yeah, I'll teach teachers, and they were overwhelmed. What was interesting is even in the states where it's prohibited, Florida, Illinois, New Jersey, South Carolina. It used to be Wyoming, but Wyoming's now a little sketchy. It's hard to figure out which category it goes in.
Right.
But when someone said, yeah, I'll teachers should know. Teachers should not be gun ignorant at best. And again, they go, whoa, okay, I need to open up more classes. I need to call in extra staff. So there is a hunger to learn about firearms from school staff, even if it turns out they can't go armed. They realize that ignorance is not bliss. They're informing themselves. That is nothing but good. Did you get a chance to reach out to that link that I gave you about the one in South Carolina?
I have not yet.
Okay.
I have not yet. I still have it. And I fully intend to. I've just been caught up in some other stuff of late. Primarily just trying to get back on the workout trail.
Right, right.
Which, it also turns out I have just, I never knew this, but apparently I'm allergic to everything.
Oh, as far as the pollen season?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, the other day I was driving off and I was like, man, I've got a headache. And my wife pointed at the car windshield. She said, well, no wonder. And I was looking at it, and it was just covered in pollen.
It's yellow, right?
Well, I don't see it as yellow because I don't see color. I just see a haze.
Oh. Yes.
But I can tell there's a haze there. So, yeah. So I'm just constantly fighting something. And no matter what, it's the biggest battle for me is if I'm taking the medication, I'm fighting dehydration.
Right.
If I'm not taking the medication, then there's a chance that my breathing is going to make my blood pressure elevate, then I'm facing possibly a stroke or, you know, some other thing. I had something happening the other day that I honestly thought was a stroke. I don't know why I thought it was a stroke, but I was dehydrated so bad that I had this spell where I felt like my left eye was sliding off of my head.
Whoa, what?
And I was just wondering, hey, is this a stroke? Is this what it feels like to have a stroke? Because I was thinking to myself, I'm having a stroke. You know, I didn't
realize.
And
it's your reaction to the meds that, yeah, getting old is a witch.
Sure is.
I hope.
It is not for sissies, without a doubt. Getting old is not for the faint of heart.
And when you were peddling so much last year, I thought, dang, I should be more like Bill. And in some part, I should.
Well, I was peddling with all of this stuff. I just didn't know it existed.
Yeah.
I had all of this stuff already, and I was peddling with it, and I just did not know it existed. And now that I know it exists, I don't think this should slow me down any. I have been I've had a few misgivings about getting out on the trail, but then I thought, well, I've got my rescue inhaler right here. And I can go buy a lovely one that has steroid in it that should be just great. And, we're getting all roided up. Hey, well, Bill, what's Bill doing over there? The Dean be looking at you. Oh, he's just roiding up. I can tell by the color. Anyway, I don't know.
When's the next time you think you're going to be able to get out to the range?
It won't be this weekend. It may be the next weekend. And it'll be the first time in a long time because it's been cold. I've been sick. My guy JT's been in the middle of moving. So it'll be the first time. I couldn't go last weekend because I was getting ink. I couldn't go this past weekend because it was Easter. I can't go this coming weekend because I'm getting ink. And, you know.
When you say getting ink, what do you mean?
Getting tatted.
Getting tattooed.
Yeah, yeah.
That takes a week. All right. Never mind.
Well, it doesn't take that long. The tattoo part of it doesn't. It's waiting on the tattoo guy to start tattooing you.
All right.
Because it's not.
Wait.
Yeah. Absolutely. Although I got my appointment with him to where if he gets done quick enough, if he gets it done as fast as he did on this last one, I might be able to go out and shoot. So I'm going to go early.
Hey, you just needles. My ADHD is working overtime. Mm. Ink, needles, EMTs. Did you notice what the EMTs did in Sutherland?
No, I did not.
Okay, the classic nightmare scenario is somebody shoots, and then all the EMTs, you know, are three blocks away until the cops say the scene is safe and clear. And the Parkland guys weren't having it. They used the transport vehicles as a shield. You know, some kid gets hurt, gets outside the building. they would get between the building and the victim to scoop the kid up. They saved a number, and then they set up a local triage center. You know, hey, what can we do to this kid? Do we have enough in the vehicle? Do we transport immediately? Oh, once we've stabilized them, screw it, throw them in a local car. Because we don't know how many are going to come. We may not have enough ambulances.
Right.
They did a bang-up job. It's like, it's almost as if they learned the lessons from the last go-round we had.
The only ones who don't learn the lessons are the politicians.
Well, and the Broward County PD, it seems.
Yeah, them too. But the only ones who don't learn the lessons are the politicians and the, I guess just the politicians, because everybody else seems to pick that part of it up and figure that part of it out.
For all the coverage, when are the voters going to pick up on this? When are the voters going to say, fellas, that's just an excuse? I hope that we're not, you know what, I hope we're wise consumers of politics. We're educated consumers, rather than viewing what I'm afraid of is that the news is really a sales tool for a political agenda. And the more we watch, the more of the spin and the established product that we buy. That's not really the same as being informed.
Yeah, but that's why you and I have an audience.
So you're saying if everybody was like that, you and I would have to get another job.
Well, I'm saying that you and I are out there, and for us it's about what we're talking about, and for them it's about being in charge. But we're about to run out of time, so I want to thank you for taking the time to spend 2 hours with me.
My pleasure, Bill. Talk to you next Tuesday.
Yes, sir. Coming up is the third hour, and we'll get into some other stuff that I haven't had a chance to cover. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my pops wanted to talk to all the wisdom he shared.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.